15 lines from the bottom starts the sugya, and this is about the idea that you have menachas that part of it goes on the mizbech, the kemitzah goes on the mizbech, and part of it is eaten by a kohen. What happens, or even a kachikachim, a karmachatas, part of it goes on the mizbech, and the meat and everything else goes to the kohen. What happens if you take the rest that meant to go to kohen, you put it on the mizbech? You think it's nicer to give it all to Eibishter? Is that a laudable thing, or is that an avera? We'll see. Turn up, I'll be learned. You're right. Menayin, how do you know the maile if somebody brings up mitbasa chatas from the meat of a chatas that's meant to be eaten by koinim, or psar ashram from the meat of a carbon ashram which is meant to be eaten by koinim, but instead of giving it to the koinim, you place it on his bech, or psar koche hakochim from any of the koche kochim that was meant to go to the koinim, and you place it on his bech, or mekochim kalim, or from the carbon shlamim that's meant to go even to the balabas, you put it all on his bech, or memoiser ha'omer from the leftover of the omer. That's supposed to, we'll see later what that means, because the older goes on his back. But a meiser shtei lechem, the leftover the shtei lechem. What do you mean the leftover the shtei lechem? None of it goes on his back. The shtei lechem is baked and eaten by koinim completely. Umelechem aponim, so to lechem aponim, all of it goes to the koinim. What do you mean the leftover the koinim? So we'll see later that leftover means because every one of these comes with something else. The lechem aponim comes with the levoina, with the incense, and that goes in the mizbech. So this is considered the leftovers because you cannot eat one without the other. And the shtei lechem, the left, it comes together with two sheep, two lambs, and two lambs go on the mizbech. Even though it's a separate thing, it's considered the leftovers, as the Gemara will explain. But anyway, the leftover menaches, if you put it all on his back, you even have it. It says in pasuk, any yeast with cold vash and honey, loisak tiru mimenu ish l'Hashem. Do not bring up from it a fire to Hashem. The word mimenu is totally superfluous, and we dash mimenu from it, from anything like it. A kol shehu mimenu li'ishim, anything which has part of it that goes to Hashem, hareyu basatir, is included in aveni, not allowed to roast it, the balance of it, you're not allowed to roast.
The word mimenu would not be there, wouldn't be grammatical.
Oh, it would. Because say, kol shehu ish l'Hashem. Simple. You don't need the word mimenu from it. Obviously, we're talking about it. You just mentioned, you just highlighted, we're talking about sa'ur and vash. And then say, don't bring it to the mizbech. So, what are we talking? What shouldn't you bring to the mizbech? Obviously, that. Says the Gemara, v'shtei halechem v'lechem aponim, yesh men l'ishim. It's part of that goes on the fire. What do you mean the remnants? What remnants? But Tanya, we learned regarding the din of Hagosha. Hagosha means you got to bring it to the mizbech before you put it up. And we learned, yotzu, there are exceptions. Not all menachas have to go to the mizbeach. Which ones don't? Shtei halechem, the two loaves of bread, it does not have to be brought to the mizbeach. And lechem aponim, they don't have to be brought to the mizbeach. Why? She'ein mehem l'ishim. They themselves are not brought to the mizbeach. So you don't have to do hagosha. So what do we see clearly from here? That lechem aponim and shtei lechem have no parts on the mizbech. Omer Rav Sheshi, that's talking about hagosha. By hagosha, we're ein megufa leishim, since they themselves, the two loaves of bread and the 12 loaves of showbread, they don't go on the mizbech, therefore they don't, you don't have to make hagosha. But here we're talking about the whole carbon. The whole carbon part of it is the two lamb by the shtei lechem, or the levoin, the frankincense by lechem aponim. Therefore, we can call this the lechem aponim. Sorry?
You started yesterday?
We started 7:45. You're late. There's a clockwork here. But Rav Sheshi says, Rav Sheshi ain't megufa li'ishim. Rav Sheshi says, there's talking about regarding fire, regarding hagosh. Eat what we learned. What about hamale mekulam al gabi akevish? What happened? All of these things which you're not allowed to bring on the fire. Instead of putting on the fire, you just put it on the bed. You put it on the ramp. And you made a fire on the ramp and you burnt it there. That benegation learns you put it on the ramp and you didn't make a fire. Just putting it on the ramp, is that a problem already? I'm not sure where the benegation gets what makes him learn that there's no fire here. Because the pashas were talking about balsak tiru, that's the isa. Balsak tiru means don't make a fire. But the benegation says it clearly. The last line here, hamad b'kul nagab b'kevesh, b'loy haktara, without burning it. So what exactly is it? Anyway, just etzem hakrova. So on the ramp, Rabbi Yechon on mechayiv, you're also liable. Rabbi Elazar Potter, Rabbi Yechon mechayiv. Why? The Tanya we learned. It says hamizbeach. It says in the pasuk that the next pasuk afterwards says chosar chosar davash. Let's say tiri menis Hashem. It says korban, the carbon reishis takrivu oisam Hashem. I'm quoting the pasuk. V'la mizbeach and to the mizbeach don't bring it. It says to the mizbeach. So it says in the Braise, Hamiz Beach, Elohim is Beach, if you put it on the Beach, it's also Kevish Menayin. If you put it on the ramp in yesterday's Gemara, the bottom of the page, was on the page. If you put it on the ramp, Menayin, how do you know? Tam Belema, it says in the Pasuk, Ve'el Hamiz Beach, Ve'el, and to the Mizbech. Either some say from the word, the extra letter, Hey, Hamiz Beach, or from Ve'el. And to the Mizbech, Le Yalu, Le Ratzen, and to the Mizbech, Le Yalu, you know, Le Chayach. So therefore, it means also to the Kevish. But Rabbi Lazar says there's nothing wrong putting a kevish. My time, the Amakro, the pasuk before that says so dvash. Then the pasuk before kol soy chol dvash, you shouldn't roast it. And the next pasuk says carbon. So he learns it's only limited to the soy dvash. Carbon reishis takrivu oisam laHashem. The Rabbi Lach kevish. But when did I say that a soy and a dvash should not be involved? When do I say that you should not do it elam isbech to the ramp? That's by soy dvash. Avol midiachri, but everything else, law, it doesn't matter. Rabbi Yechon, it says in the pasuk oisam, because it says the says carbon reish takivu oisam Hashem. We're only talking about oisam, those two, the seoid and the vash, and that you shouldn't bring to the mizbech. So only that has the iser of el hamizbech, you know, the ramp. Freddy Gemara of Rabbi Yechon, who says that you're chayiv, you hold it all menaches, if you put it on his back, or kabanas, you're chayiv, the parts that don't belong there, high oysa, my overlay, sounds like only certain devash, are limited to the ramp. The boyle, we need to look at Tanya, we look at the Braisa, Yochel, I would have thought, you hear Yochid, Misnadiv, I would have thought that an individual can donate, or maybe ki yaitzim, I would have thought that an individual could say, you know what, I'm going to bring shtei alechem on my own. Where I'm going to bring lechem upon my own. V'koida nibo, and I would say, well, you made a promise. Moitzes v'secha tishma, you got to keep your asisa. You got to keep your promise. I would have thought, why can't you give an adava the shtel lechem as well? So, now remember, we're talking about this pasuk, it says, korban reishis takrivu, we're talking about the shtel lechem. I would have thought that you can volunteer such a korban as well. Tamalayim, therefore it says, korban reishis takrivu, then what? Takrivu in plural, which is a communal korban, tzibur amaklach, only a tzibur can bring the shtei lechem, v'lo yachid, not a yachid. Nu yachid, I would have thought, okay, lo yeh yachid, maybe, okay, an individual cannot bring it, she'enim, maybe chavajim, he has no precedent to bring shtei lechem, so therefore he can't even donate it. Avul yeh tzibur, take from the communal coffer, since they have a shtei lechem on shavuos, maybe they can just donate a stam shtei lechem, maybe she'maybe chavajim, Yechibah has an obligatory shtei lechem hashavuos, so maybe if you have a communal chest, you can take any time you want and put two loaves of bread. Tamalaymer oisam, only then shavuos, and no other time can you bring it. So now then the Torah says, okay, I want you to bring shtei lechem, only this one event on Shavuos. Umash yesh lechavi, what is it? Shtei lechem, two loaves of bread. Min asa'oid, this is the only exception with chametz. Remember, all menachas that we had to be, kol ha-menachas bois matzah is the name of the perek is. But this is an exception, shtei lechem, and lechem panah. Shtei lechem is an exception. And ubikurim, and the kurim, I want you to bring from the dvash. So the shtei lechem, I want you to bring from chametz. Because it says chametz tefen, I want it to be chametz, because this is the first thing that permits wheat on the mizbech. And it's called reishis, because this allows you, this is the first wheat for the year. And bikurim, I want you to bring from honey. What do you mean, bikurim? Because you mean dates. And dates is honey. And therefore, that's also called reishis. It's the first crop, the first fruit. And over there, you say that what? That you that the kevesh as well you shouldn't put on. Okay, so what do you tell me? The two loaves of bread you cannot bring in a davar. So that's what we do with El HaMizbech. That these two, that you cannot bring your own volunteers, but only these two carbons here, the only ones that you can bring, which is the Se'oi, which is the Shter Lechem, and the Dvash is the Bekurim. You don't put them on the Mizbech, because you have this, and nor do you put them on the Kevish next to the Mizbech. Says Gemara, so you're telling me shtei lechem you cannot bring as an offering. But Tanya, let me ask you a question. So the Braisa, im nemar, it says kol se'oy. The word kol is coming to teach you what's written about on the page. Even a chatzi shir, half of it is also you do twice is considered a good kmitza. Kol se'oy, the word kol. Loma nemar kol. I would learn the same thing by honey as well. Why do you have to say kol in both places? Say kol in one. Let's learn the fact that kol means even a smaller part. From either one, why do I have to mention it highlighted side by side, side by dvash? Because it says, why do you call both? Each one has a kula the other one doesn't have, and therefore we wouldn't have learned one from another. The yesh bidvash masha ein besar. So we find so it has a kula huter miklale b'migdash. Even though you're not allowed to bring any chametz, there are certain exceptions that there is muter from its general rule to bring in a base of mitzvah. So see, the Gemara right now thinks it means you can offer your own private 2 loaves of bread. You can bring chametz. And dvash, lohutu miklal migdash, you can never bring dvash in the base of migdash. No, but you're not allowed, as we'll see. Dvash, on the other hand, dvash, hutu b'shiyari menachas. You're not allowed to add dvash to a mincha, to the kmitza, but you're allowed to add dvash to part that goes to the kohen. We learned before, you like put mustard, said lamoshcha behem, they're allowed to eat it, but what they're eating, the balance, they can add honey and do whatever they want, fancy. Abesa'oy, lohutu b'shiyari menachas. But sa'oy is not mutter b'shiyari menachas. You're not allowed to use so'oi, you're not allowed to turn chametz, not only the kemitzah that goes on the bear, but even the part of the kohen meat, you're not allowed to turn into chametz. Since each one has a feature that one doesn't have, therefore you need both. You need both. So now let's ask a question. It says here, it's so'oi, the hutim miklal migdash, so'oi was permitted in the base of migdash. My niu, where do we find a heter by so'oi, the base of migdash, from its iser? Must be a person, an individual can donate 2 loaves of bread. Lav shtei halechem, the carver and the dove is a 2 loaves of bread, and that's chametz. And that's what it's talking about. Because it cannot be talking about the 2 loaves of bread that are shavuos, because those were not brought on the mizbech. So it must be maybe a private person says, look, I want to bring a mincha. I want to be exactly like the 2 loaves of bread. And he brings it onto the mizbech. So we see that what? That there's a special dispensation. Sometimes we are matir, so'oir, onto the mizbech. When a person individually says, I want to bring a shtei alechem, a replica of the shtei alechem. So we see that an individual can donate a shtei alechem. That's the most question. And you dash in from oisim that you can't. Amram, loy likarev im, loy likarev imam. It means no. Not the shtei halechem. Of course you never brought shtei halechem onto the mizbech. It means the shtei halechem shavuos, but you brought the 2 lambs that were with it, and it's considered one carbon. It's as if you put chametz on the mizbech. It's as if hutim miklali, because the carbon is not just 2 loaves of bread. The carbon is 2 lambs and 2 loaves of bread. So it's like one carbon. And we allow you to bring the 2 loaves of bread, the 2 lambs that are attached to 2 loaves of bread. That's what we mean. That's called hutim miklali. So what did he tell me? The bikkurim was not. We know when people brought bikkurim, they brought baskets and had birds on top of it. There was all this fanfare and pomp and ceremony, and the baskets you had to give the koyin, and the birds you had to be makir. It was a carbon. No, that came with the bikkurim. So just like the 2 lambs came with the tzei lechem, and you say that's hutim miklaloi, so to say that the bikkurim also you brought on them as bech hutim miklaloi. When? Even though we just learned the dates themselves, you're not allowed to put them as bech, you don't even put it on the ramp of them as bech, but the birds went, so that's part of it. So it's hutim miklali. Yehachi bekudu nami. Now we learned how goyzel eshal gabi esalin. Those little birds that were on top of the baskets, hoya oilas, they brought up as a carbon oila. And the salin, the baskets themselves, on the bekudim, they should be neatly given to kainim. And we learned that famous thing that the poor people give to kainim because they brought wicker baskets, but the rich who gave gold didn't have to. And basar aniya anya. And we say that poverty follows poverty. Hanul ata bekurin dasa. What are you talking about? There, it's mandatory, it's obligatory. You had to bring 2 lambs with the shtei lechem. Here, but just to beautify and enhance the bekurin, which will look very nice. So they're not a choiv. They're not part of anything. They're not a choiv. It's just nice if you have them. Yeah. And even though it says that you should bring a carbon or that was a carbon shlamim, which is not really part of the bekurin. It's totally separate from the bekurin. It had a separate chiv to bring a carbon shlom at the same time. He asked the question, what about if somebody takes the achatas oiv, and you take it, we're supposed to be eaten by a coin, and he put it on his bech. Agab mizbech, mao. Do we say, kol shem imenuli, part of it goes on his bech, and part of it goes to the coin. And you took the part that goes to the coin and you put it on the mizbeach, that's a problem. But high aim in men elishim, there's no part of it that goes on the mizbeach. Ideal ma koshish my carbon, I'm sure carbon. Anything's called a carbon. And this is also called a carbon. Also a carbon. So how do we view it? It's actually a machlekes a tanaim. Rabbi Lezer, I'm a kol shem in menor lishim. Only those that part of it go in his bech. Is there a problem with the balance you put in his bech? Rabbi Kiva, I'm a kol shem more carbon. Any kol the carbon? My benai or rechizah basa chatz oif. It's exactly this question. What about a chatz oif? If you took the balance you put on his bech. Rav Amar, Rav says no. It's another difference. Not their argument. It's another difference. Loig shemen shel metzayda. The loig of the oil of metzayda comes with the carbon ashem. It itself does not go on the mizbeach at all, but it's called a carbon because it says l'chol carbonim, and we dash of there. You have to the loig of oil as well. So since it comes with it has a loig, but it's called a carbon. If you take the loig and you put it on top of the mizbeach, did you know that or not? If it's a carbon, yes, and if you have to have menuli ishim, it's not because not part of it goes on the mizbeach. A carbon ashram comes with it as well. So how is that different than, let's say, the two lambs that come with the shtei lechem? The difference is that the carbon ashram can be brought 10 days later. The light can be brought 10 days later. So therefore, it's not really one carbon. The Tony Levi learned, kol karbonam l'rabbas loig shema shal metzayda, that the loig oil of metzayda is included in kol karbonam as well. Tell me what I learned. So the following braisa is, and the machlek is how to understand braisa. It says in the braisa, sa'oir loy saktiru. It says in the pasuk, you should not go ahead and bring up sa'oir on the mizbeach, yeast on the mizbeach, leaven on the mizbeach, engli el kule. All I know is that you shouldn't put the full amount, the full kmitza on the mizbeach. Miktsosim inayin, how do I know that even half of a kmitza with sa'oid, you shouldn't place on mizbeach. Tam alayim, it says kol. Kol means even part. A Reuben, I know this, if it's not even on its own, it's mixed together. Hainu shun tam alayim, ki kol. My comment, what exactly we're trying to include here? Omer, abayi, zabayi, hachi comment. Sa'oid, it's in the pasuk, sa'oid, loy saktiru, engli, ela kezayis. Sa'oid, you shouldn't be marked here. All I know is A kazayis, a kmitza. A bayah hold, as Gemara was going to explain, you don't need to put the full kmitza on the mizbech. One kazayis of it is enough. And you can bring it twice. You know, let's say it's two kazayis in the size, so you bring it double. The minimum you put on is a kazayis. So if the braisa says, I would have thought the whole what? The whole kazayis. How do I know less? It means half a kazayis. So a bayah says, hold on, so oyer ba engli el kazayis, because that's the minimum you can put on. How do I know chatzi zayis, a half a kazayis of kmitza you can put on the mizbech? Tamalayim er kol. A ruva minayin, how do you know that if it's not on its own, you mix it? Tamalem kikol. We had the exact same Gemara in Elo Ivrin and Batm Psachim. They were talking about chametz. You know, chametz mixed in. Kikol oichel chametz v'nichese. So the same thing idea is kol and kikol. We had a Tana there, Rabbi Lezer, who does not agree with this drasha, but this Bryce obviously doesn't go according to that. Rava says, Hachi kamar. Sa'oi bal saktir engli el kaimit. Rava holds the minimum size is you have to bring the full kaimit. If it's two zaysim, it has to be a full kaimit. Nope. I'm sorry. Don't take me anywhere.
When it happens with Yossi Gordon, we have a fear. He says that's the worst thing that should ever happen.
Nothing bad should happen.
Kapora or something else.
No, kapora, simple as that. Why should be kapora if you did something stupid? Thank you. Okay. Rava holds no. The minimum is a two kazasim. So Rav says, "Hal kaimitz." So Oybal's only yellow kaimitz, a full kaimitz of two kazaisim. Chatzi kaimitz, which is one kazais, minayin tamalim kol. A ruvim minayin tamalim kikol. The my kaimitz, what's the argument? Abaya holds yesh kaimitz pachem shnezaisim. You can go down to one kazais. So therefore, anything less than that would be less than a kazais. And therefore, the limit is kol is less than kazais. No, we're going to do tomorrow as well because we have Rosh Chodesh coming up. I know you guys. Yes, haktorah pchusim b'kazayis, and there's a haktorah less than a kazayis. So therefore, it comes to teach you that you can be mocked to the lesson of Kazayis. So it comes to tell you that the Kremitz can be a half of Kazayis. And if he puts it there, it's an Aveda. And then if it's a mixture, it's also awesome. Rava says, ain't Kremitz Pachrish Nei Zaysim. He holds the minimum is 2 Zaysim. So when it comes to tell it's called that even less than that, the less is down to a Kazayis. I'm going to listen to that. Ain't Akhtar of Chusim Kazayis. And you can never have less than a Kazayis. Yes. Three fingers. Three fingers. A scoop of three fingers. Not egg. Don't do the egg. It has to be the three fingers.
No, no comments is less than 2 olives.
Yes.
Means,
an egg can be 3 olives. It's a machlekes, what an egg is. What's the relevance of that? It has to be a scoop of 3 fingers, but the mincha has to be, the minimum size of that has to be 2 olives, according to Rava.
And you believe it's 2 olives?
That's it, exactly. Itmar Hamalim Misa'id. We learned in the following, but I said Hamalim Misa'id Mivash Al Gabi Mazbeach. If you pull, you did it when you shouldn't have done it, and you put the honey or you put in the yeast on the Mazbeach. Amar Rove Loike. You mix the two. Wait, this is Harashlan. You mix the two together, the yeast and the honey. So you have now sort of 4 avedas. You have yeast on its own, honey on its own, and then you have the mixture of yeast. Because we learn from Kikol a mixture, and a mixture of that. So you have 4 avedas. Rava says loike mishum sa'ir, loike mishum devash, loike mishum eruve sa'ir, for mixing the yeast of mishum eruve, and mixing the honey. He did 4 avedas. Abayom and ain't loike in a lav shabaklolus. If you have a lav in the Torah and it says loy, don't. It gives you 3 things after that. That's not called lav shabaklolus. That's that, even though it says only 1 lav, but it itemizes the aveda. So therefore, each one has its own lav. But if you have like ki kol is a limud, it says don't bring sa'ir, and then you have the word kol to teach you not only sa'ir but a mixture of sa'ir. That becomes now a lav shabaklolus. It's 1 lav, but it includes more than 1 avera. And for a lav shabaklolus, you don't get malkus. But there's 2 ways of understanding that. Since it's a lav shebecholos by the geese, it's a lav shebecholos by the honey. You don't get you don't get malchus. Ikadamini chodemilok. You don't get this extra malchus. You don't get the kikol. You don't get the mixture, but you'll get malchus for the yeast itself. Ikadamini chodemilok. You get nothing. Now that the Torah said kikol soir, and so in one pasuk it's telling you that the soir itself is also, you don't get malchus because it's part of the kikol. It doesn't have its own individual lava like the lava of chasimah, which is the prototype of all the lavim, and that is that do not muzzle the animal of a mouth, and that's an individual, isolated lava. Says the Mishnah. Now we're talking about menaches. Yes, tu'unas. There are certain menaches which are the majority that require shemen, oil, levaina, and frankincense. When a person says, "I want to bring a mincha," what does he bring? He brings flour. He brings oil. He brings a frankincense. They mix it all together, and that's how it is. So therefore, all other menachah we learn from that, except where it's a different. And it says the word nefesh in that pasuk. Because it says a nefesh in that pasuk, so we'll say that any individual mincha is the same way. If a guy says I want to bring a mincha of an oven, or okay, see weiter. But leile, yesh tun is shemen levoina, shemen and levoina, shemen. Some don't only have oil, no incense. Levoina, shemen, no incense and oil, and leile levoina, leile shemen. Now he explains that. Eile to unas shem levoina. We need both mincha sasoilas. That's a classical mincha made of flour. And then if a guy goes for the lineage of machvas, I want a shallow frying pan, or a machesh, a deep frying pan, or he says I want chalas, I want to do a minchas mafetan, I want to do a mincha that bakes in the oven. It could be chalas, it could be rikikin. You can either make it thick and let it go like chalas, or you can make it rikikin thin, different wafers. It's up to you. And minchas kain and mincha v'kainim as well requires oil and levoina, and minchas kain mashiach. The mincha of an anointed kain. And minchas ayucham for goy wants to donate a mincha. We learn from Ishi she can. It also has to have shem levoina. We had a discussion who pays for that if he didn't bring his own. Minchas noshim, if a woman makes a mincha, the same thing applies. Not sure why you need a special din for a woman. Minchas ha'aymer, the same thing by the mincha of an aymer, because it says in the pasuk they clearly oil and levoina. However, minchas nesachim, the mincha that comes along with a carbon, does not need levoina. Tu'una shema requires oil, but the ain't tu'una levoina, not require levoina. Lechem haponim, the lechem haponim pungfaket, requires ton levoina, as we know that it has to be marked. It has 2 levoinas there. The bezichin there has 2, the cup that holds the levoina on both sides. Oh, but the ain't ton shema, there's no oil there. and shtei halechem, but the two loaves of bread that come on Shavuos, and the minchas chayte, the mincha of a sinner, which is a carbon oil, he cannot afford to pay the animal or the bird, so he brings a knife, a mincha, minchas kanoyes, and by a sight to the mincha, we don't want to make it enhance the mincha, we want it to be as simple as possible. Ain't to uni does not require loy shemen, loy levina. Amar papa kol hey, sorry. That's like any other thing. Yeah, first, he means a like. Hashem doesn't mean minchah. Abba b'da papa. Kol heicha d'tanan. Whenever we learn eset tanan, whenever we learn that, you know, you say that you're bringing a baked oven, you bring 10 loaves of bread. Either 10 chalas or 10 rikikin. You cannot say a few rikikin, a few chalas. Other. You have a choice, but once you choose, it's 10 of that. La fukim the Rab Shimon, who he holds, he says later on, the machzer chalos, the machzer kikin yav. You can bring you one part to chalos and part to kikin. It's up to you. Kamash Lundelam, Misha says no. Papa says no. So anyway, right? It says in the Braise, tell him about the Braise, when a sator la shemen, you should place on it oil. It talks about minchas ha'aymer. On the minchas of the aymer, you should put oil, the loy al lechem ha'ponim, but don't put oil on the lechem ha'ponim. Don't put on the lechem upon him. I would have thought you should. Valoidinu, it makes sense. Uma minchas nesach, the mincha that comes with the carbon, she'ena tu'una, does not require levoina. Yet tu'una shemen requires oil. Lechem upon him, she'ton levoina. Lechem upon him does require this levoina. Eino din she'ton shemen, surely should have oil. Tamalema, it says, aleha. It says in the pasuk, on the minchas aima, you should place v'nasata aleha shemen. On it, and not what? And not something that you might think should have shemen. What's that? The lechem upon him. No, it has no shemen. Lechem upon him only has levoina and no shemen. Shtei lechem only has shemen. Tamalemer aleha. Aleha shemen. Only on the minchas ha'omer do you place oil. V'loy alechem upon him. Aleha comes to exclude lechem upon him. Shemen. You don't put any oil upon him. Then the pasuk continues. V'samta on the minchas ha'omer. V'samta aleha. The same exclusion. Aleha limitation. Levoina. Aleha levoina. V'loy amichas nechas. Not amichas nechasim. Shiyachal I would have thought. V'aloy din. It makes sense. Umadok lechem aponim that requires levoina to that has no oil yet to on levoina minchas nesachim shetuunu shemen has a chumer needs oil shouldn't it didn't be shetuunu levoina should require levoina as well. Tamalena says by aimer aleha on this you put levoina aleha levoina vloya minchas nesach levoina. Then the pasuk says minchi. The word mincha is actually coming to include. Mincha le rabba is mincha shmini levoina. Comes to tell you that the shemesh on the eighth day of shmini over there, even though it was a one-off event, they also had to have levoina. Then it says he's coming to limit la hoytzi shtei lechem. That comes to exclude the shtei lechem that has neither shaloi to yitanu loy shemen loy levoina mincha he this and not the shtei lechem because that you can have not shemen nor levoina. Omer Malas analyzed the Braisa. He said, "Aleha shemen v'loy alechem aponim." You can have oil on the minchas ha'omer, but not you can have oil on the lechem aponim. How do you know what to exclude? You have two choices: to exclude lechem aponim, to exclude minchas nesachim. How do you know which one to exclude? Ema aleha shemen. Maybe the you two decided that it means to exclude lechem aponim. How do you know? Maybe aleha shemen. But not on the minchas kainim shemen. Maybe who told you to exclude the lechem upanim? You don't put oil. Maybe it's coming to exclude the minchas kainim. The minchas kainim has no oil. So you might have it makes sense. Minchas kainim have a little buoy. It makes sense if we can include something and we're going to include, what are we going to do? Minchas kainim. We're going to exclude that what? That a minchas kainim, not minchas sachim. Shekain, because it's more similar. Shekain, Isara, and in so many instances. So to ask a question, how do you know to exclude Lechem Aponim? Maybe we should exclude, for example, the Minch of Kainim, that the Minch of Kainim shouldn't have any oil. Someone says, no, the Minch of Kainim is so similar to the Minch of Sa'imir that we won't exclude it. Mashenkin lechem aponim is dissimilar. So now the Gemara will go through all the similarities and dissimilarities. Shekem is tabra minchas kainim halabuya. Minchas kainim is so similar to minchas aimer. Why? Look what they share together. Number one is shekain isar. Both of them, the measure is exactly one isar. Mashenkin lechem aponim. It is two isars. Second thing is keli. All the menachas have to be placed in a keli. in order to knead it and make it holy. But lechem apani we had before, if you remember, they don't make it holy until they bake it. And until they bake it, they can use a regular leather table to knead the lechem apani. Another thing is chos, all the menachos, where they're done, they're prepared in the courtyard. But lechem apani is prepared inside the heichal itself. And also all the other ones are possible overnight. Mashenkein. So if it's Suda, all the other ones, if they stay overnight, they become possible. Lechem apanim is there a whole week. So it's different. Hagoshe, all the menachas require hagoshe. You got to bring it to the Mizbeach. But lechem apanim does not require hagoshe. The Ishim, all the menachas, part of it goes on the fire, including by Koyin, all of it goes on the fire. All menachas, part of it goes on the fire. Lechem apanim, nothing of it goes onto the Mizbeach. Even Minchas HaOmer, part of it goes on the Mizbeach, because he's in Koyinim. Mashenkin, the lechem apani, nothing. Okay, you found a number similar with Michas Kain and Michas Oim, and therefore you think that it's the exact same halachi, you put oil in it, and therefore you come next to lechem apani. But let me show you a number of things lechem apani is similar to Michas Oim. Remember, it's a communal carbon Michas Oim, and so is lechem apani. That already opens up a whole new channel. Adrab lechem apani, have a little buya. Number one is Shekain Tibur, they're both carbon Tibur. Mashenkin, the Michas Kain is only carbon Yachid. Number one and number two, chayva, they're both obligatory. Mashenkin, the milch of a kohen is voluntary. Number three, tamei, they're both abroad. If you're tamei, it could anything which the chayv is deichetume and Shabbos, the ochil.
Same reason as the previous one.
Yeah, but it's true. But these are poil halachas. These are outcomes. True, it's all because of the same basis. But the poil and halacha, you have a distinction between here and milch of a kohen. Next one is the ochil. The ochal, that part of it gets eaten, the lechem upon him gets eaten by koinin, the michas, I am a part of it gets eaten by koinin, mashenke, michas koinin, all of it gets burned in his bech. Another one is pigula. By the michas, I am this pigul, since you have to put a kaimitz on his bech, we have the romach shava, you ruin it. And the lechem upon him also has pigul, because you need the bezichin to be matred. And we have a rule, anything that has a heted, there's pigul by. But Minchas Kainim, this is all that gets burnt on the Mizbeach, there's no pickle there. So even if you ate from it and he had the wrong thoughts in mind, it doesn't have no chalois to pickle. B'Shabbat, as we just explained, once it's a karma chayv, a tzibur, it pushes away Shabbos as well. So the chayda, they're very similar. And the number is a very similar number as well. So how do you know which one? How do you know which one to include, which one to exclude? You decide to include Minchas Kain, that is similar to Minchas Aymer. And you decide that it has oil, and you decide to exclude the mincha of, what do you call it? Lechem apanim. How do you know? Says the Gemara, Mistabrin makes sense that mincha's kainah should be included. Why? Because by mincha it says nefesh. V'nefesh kisakriv. It says nefesh. Every individual mincha has oil in it. And because it says the word nefesh. Nefesh is a private. So every individual is similar. So mincha's ha'imer has in it oil as well. Every Minchas Yachid has in it oil. Because when it talks about the very general Mincha, it talks about Seilus and all that, it says they're Benefesh. Benefesh Kisakriv. I say, because it says they're Benefesh, so we know that every individual Mincha is similar to the original, the prototype of Mincha, and should have oil in it. Okay, the next thing that you said was... Lechem apanim is a carbon tzibur. So therefore, if we have to discuss oil, we're going to say, when it starts, the whole parasha of Menachos, it says the nefesh, it says an individual, so it tells us from the beginning that all the Menachos, that are individuals, should be similar to this that has oil. Okay. Amma, you said now that Ole Levina, what does Ole Levina come to exclude? It comes to exclude the Veloya Minchas Nesachim Levina, but we exclude Minchas Nesachim. The Mincha, you bring together an animal, there's no Levina. Maybe Minchas Kaini should be excluded, and we're going to come to the conclusion, same thing, Venefesh, because they will tell us otherwise. Ema Le Levina, Minchas Kaini Levina, Mistabra, makes sense, Minchas Kaini Levina, because we just said a minute ago, Minchas Kaini, because Ema are very similar, they have so many things in common. You saw it in the measure, bowl that's mixed, beloy, you like oil, mugish is brought to the Mizbeach. You have three legging, much more, depending on what kind of animal it is. And mugish has to be brought to the Mizbeach. Michas Sachin has to be brought to the Mizbeach. Biglal etzem that are oimer and Minchas Kainim come on their own. Mashenkin, Michas Sachim is ancillary to something else. Yeah, okay, that's what you're saying. But Adrabe, Minchas Nesachim have a little boy. Maybe the Mincha of Nesachim should include it. Shekain Tzibur, Chayv, the Bobby said before, Ve'itme, B'Shabbata. And for the Gemara Mistab the Nefesh, we go back to when it starts talking about Mincha in the very beginnings of the Nefesh, and there it mentions oil and Levoina. So all private individual Menachas are just like that one there, that what? It should have oil and Levoina. Mincha, you said Mincha L'Rab is Mincha Shmini. If they have the Shiv's Memorial on the 8th day when they inaugurated the Mishkan, that's Mincha is coming to teach it has oil. Mincha Shmini L'Levoina. It's Marb Mincha Shmini L'Levoina. The aim of Lahaitzi, how do you know to include, maybe to exclude? Hi, Mai. What are you talking about? What would our natural logic tell us? What would logic tell us that we need? The Limma is coming to tell you different than what you would think. The first, why would you think you have Levinas, an exceptional carbon? It's an inauguration. What's that to do with any other carbon? Forget, naturally, we think you don't have Levinas. So the title tells you something. Obviously, comes to be Marva. It makes sense. Anyway, you wouldn't have thought that you should. You need a pasuk coming to exclude. It says he. It says the pasuk mincha. He. You're telling me that he is coming to exclude the shtei lechem, no oil and no levina. He lohaiti shtei lechem shalai yitan. He shouldn't have loy shemen v'loy levina. V'emi. Why don't we say lohaiti minchas kainim? The Gemara reader doesn't like Mincha Kohenim. Maybe he's coming to exclude the Mincha of that Kohenim, bring that they have nothing. Mistabra Minchas Kohenim have a little bit. No, we already said before, it makes sense that Minchas Kohenim is similar to Minchas Oymish Kohenim. He started to say measure, Kaili, Matzah, both have been brought as Matzah, the Etzim, they both brought on their own, not with anything else. Shtei HaLechem is brought with a carbon. Hagosha, they both have been brought as Bech, if it doesn't. The Ishim, pottery goes in the fire. Adirab! Shtei lechem have a little boy, but shouldn't include shtei lechem. She came tzibur, it's a tzibur, choyva, tamya, tumme, the ochal, and pigula gets eaten, because michas kain doesn't get eaten. The ochal doesn't get eaten, michas kain, the whole thing gets burnt on the mizbech. Shtei lechem, the kain eat it, oimid, the kain eat part of it, and pigula. There's pigula by the oimid, because pottery goes on the mizbech, there needs a matzah, shtei lechem needs a lamb, so it's a matzah. Mashen kain by michas kain, there's no matzah. The whole thing goes on the mizbech. So if you had the wrong thought of mind, you ate it, there's no pigula. Shabbat that pushes away Shabbos, and matir, oimer comes to be matir, all the barley that, you know, all the chadash that everybody at home can eat, the chadash, and the shtei lechem is matir in the base of Migdash chadash, that's why it's brought from wheat. And tenufa, the oimer and the shtei lechem have to be waved, but the michas kain does not get waved, all other milk get waved, and ba'aretz, that the oimer shtei lechem must be brought from the tvu of Eretz Yisrael. Ashen Kain, the Minchas Kain can be brought from any wheat, doesn't matter from where. Bisman, they both have a fixed time when they have to be brought, Shavuos or Pesach. And Chodesh, both of them have to be brought from the new crop. The whole idea of Oymed is that you bring it from the new barley so that you can show that now Chodesh is permitted. And the whole idea of Shtei Lechem is to permit new wheat onto the Mizbeach, so you bring from the new wheat. Ashen Kain, because Kain can bring from old or young. If you add them all up, you'll see there's more. There's more over here. We answer again. Mistabrit makes more sense. Nefesh. That all individual kabbonis mincha that starts with the mincha is the nefesh to tell you that any individual mincha, you bring oil and you bring incense. Okay? Gives us a little.